From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Last year, almost half of all babies born in Miami-Dade County were delivered by cesarean section. The World Health Organization says C-section rates should be no more than 10 to 15%. WLRN intern Costanza Gallardo looked at why the rates are so high in South Florida.
2 years ago, Carolina Salas had planned for her first baby's birth with her doctor. She wanted a relaxed atmosphere with no drugs and, most importantly, no surgery. But after her water broke in the hospital, the doctor told her she needed a C-section.
So I was very, very scared. But, you know, when they put it like that, that my child could die, not much of an option they give you.
Salas had a fever and her baby's head was against her back. Doctors and researchers point to many reasons why the C-section rate is so high in South Florida. A survey with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists showed 39% of Florida doctors stopped offering or performing vaginal births because they were afraid of getting sued. Dr. Cristina Peña is an OBGYN at Kendall Regional Medical Center, which has the state's highest rate of C-sections, 64%.
Doctors here say, let me not take the risk. I don't want to have maybe a bad outcome happen.
But there are risks to unnecessary C-sections too, like bleeding, infections, and scar tissue. Kendall Regional knows the problem and has changed its guidelines to avoid C-sections. Doctors and staff now meet on a monthly basis and, unless it's an emergency, can't induce any patient before 39 weeks. But Dr. Salih Yassin, the director of obstetrics and patient safety at Jackson Memorial Hospital, says some South Florida mothers ask for a C-section.
They feel that this will be less dramatic, no pain, no issues with their body.
Jamie Arratia is 38 years old. She gave birth to a baby girl in August. It was her second planned C-section. 17 years ago, she struggled with her first delivery during a natural birth.
I was kind of afraid of perhaps tearing something open or being stuck in the same predicament with my son, which was 5 hours of pushing. So I didn't want to go that route again if I didn't have to.
Arratia says she also planned a C-section this time to have her tubes tied. The director of the Healthy Start Coalition of Miami-Dade County, Manny Furman, says C-sections are often an issue of timing.
In a 10-hour block of time, you don't know how long that lady's going to take before she gives birth, but you're there.
Furman says in the time it takes doctors to deliver one natural birth, they could do up to 10 C-sections. But efficiency is not what some patients are thinking about. When the nurses prepped Carolina Salas for her surgery, they tied her hands to the bed so she wouldn't touch her body as the doctor made the incision.
The sensation was, it was weird. It was like somebody was playing with my guts.
She still had her hands tied when they placed the baby on her breast.
It was not what I wanted.
This year, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists released new guidelines to prevent first-time mothers from having a cesarean. The big change? The organization wants doctors to give mothers more time during labor. Again, Dr. Salih Yassin.
We need to be a little bit more patient, not to call, oh, the baby is stressed, let's jump to have a C-section.
Yassin stresses that this decision needs to be shared between the mother and the doctor. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Hear stories just like this one. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.